following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
What's up, Refuge Family? This is David with today's Refuge Devo. Want to read a couple verses out of Lamentations chapter 3, looking at verse 22 through 24. I'm sure you guys are familiar with this little passage here. I want to read it, and then I want to share a little story real quick that brought me tons of encouragement and actually reminded me of this scripture. So Lamentations chapter 3, verse 22 says this. It says, "Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning." Some translations will say his mercies are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. I say to myself, the Lord is my portion, therefore I will wait for him. Now, this weekend, I was with my wife and my youngest son, Kanan, and we went to Virginia for a wedding. My wife was the maid of honor, and so it was super cool getting to go there for a couple of days, and got to visit DC for just a couple hours and check out some of the historical stuff there, which was really rad. Got to cross over into the West Virginia state line just so we could say, hey, we've been to West Virginia, although we were, you know, only there for about 15 minutes, but hey, it was fun still. But I got into a couple conversations with a couple of people that were in ministry over there that just kind of randomly happened. But the one thing that I really wanted to point out was one of the last days we were there after the wedding, we drove into West Virginia, and it's way more spacious than it is here, obviously. I mean, things are so crowded. There you could drive for 20 minutes and 30 minutes even, and you won't see a store or a gas station, you know. And we drove into West Virginia, and we kind of made a big loop instead of going back onto like the highway or like their freeway road. We went through like this residential area. And I say residential, meaning you drive and you see a house, and then a minute later you see another house or property, you know, and see wheat fields and different things grown, and you see, you know, horses and cows. It was a trip. But we're driving, and we drive on this road, and there's like a house there, and then you keep driving for like 20 seconds and there's another house. And about a minute into that drive, off to our left, we see this church. And the church was no bigger than a very, very, very small, like one bedroom, you know, one bathroom house. It looked so small. And we see the parking lot, and the parking lot maybe could fit 10 cars, maybe. I just kind of stopped on the road, and I looked at that, and I think the word that popped into my mind, sorry, I'm outside, somebody was honking over there. I think the word that popped into my mind when I saw that was like, I was amazed. Here's this church, parking lot so incredibly small, church small. The church probably exists just for the 3 to 4 houses that are within the area. I was amazed. I was like, God, this church exists, obviously to glorify you, but to exist to minister to the 3 or 4 houses or the families that are represented at those houses. And my thought was like, I was amazed, but I'm like, God, you're faithful. You're faithful. And it didn't look like the church was abandoned. It looked like it's being used, you know. And I'm like, God, you have raised up somebody in this community to minister to these couple of families. And they probably do family together. They probably have meals together. But I just thought to myself, I'm like, God, you are faithful. You are working and moving in this small area. It wasn't even a town in West Virginia. It was just a small like pocket. And you're working and you are moving in that area. And it was so healthy for me. I think it's healthy for us to understand that, right? We're in Huntington Beach. We are in, I'm looking around, like you heard that car and the horn that was honking, and we hear the sound of the streets always, and there's always movement, and there's always busyness, and there's smog everywhere, and there's just busy city here, right? And you kind of zoom out of that, and you go into a place that you're not normally at, and you're like, God, you are moving. You are so moving. You are so incredibly faithful. the work that you do never stops. You know, there's that song that even when I don't see it, you're working. You never stop working. And it's like, God, you're working there. You're working here. You're working in times when we don't even know it. That's just what you do, you know? And so my encouragement, again, as I was encouraged, I was like, God, you were so incredibly faithful. The other conversation I got into with this guy, he's a Baptist minister, Baptist pastor. And he was the pastor of a congregation of 20 people. And then he said it over the years, it grew into 50 people. And he was just praising God for the growth that he was seeing that was organically happening through just what God was doing. And I was like, man, God, you are moving, and you're so much bigger than just our context, than my context. You're so much bigger than just the things that I go through. You're concerned with so much more than just the things that I'm going through, right? And you are concerned about those things, but you're also concerned about the community, the pocket over there, the church in West Virginia. You know, you're concerned with the things that are happening in our nation. You're concerned with the things that are happening in our world. And guess what? You are moving in all of those different things. God, you are faithful. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed. Your compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. So I say to myself, the Lord is my portion. Therefore, I will wait for him. Family, I don't know what you're going through right now, but I know you're going through something because that's promised in Scripture. I would say as a challenge to you, and I'm going to take the challenge upon myself, would we spend more time looking and pondering the faithfulness of God than the situation we have no idea how we're going to get out of? Would we be challenged to look at God, to look up at him, to remember how faithful he has been, to know that he is faithful right now, even if we don't see it or feel it, and to pursue forward knowing he's going to hold us and he will continue to be faithful to us in the future? Would we look at that instead of choosing to look at the situation that stands as a mountain in front of us right now? God has you. He has you. He has you. He has you. He loves you. He is with you. He will not leave you. He is too good to you. Okay? As his kids, he's promised to be faithful to us. We don't deserve it. It's grace. Refuge family, we love you. We'll check you out next time. Bye.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life